Big Burn in the morning here. It is a rainy Thursday morning in good old Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Action Marion right now, dropping the kiddos off. But here we are. It's an exciting day. The playoff field is set. You know, I don't watch much NBA nowadays. I catch a few games throughout the season, a couple intriguing matchups, follow it pretty closely. You know, most of mine is watching highlights, checking stat lines, going and watching certain aspects of a game. Generally, I don't watch much regular season basketball. And it's for a simple reason, that it's watered down nowadays. For example, let's look at the Golden State Warriors. They had, what, the third best record in the NBA? They're the best team in the NBA. By far. Okay? So, now, can they get beat? Yeah, sure they can. I mean, I think the Raptors have a good chance. I think if the Bucks got six solid games out of their role players around Giannis, I think they could, you know? I think that could happen. But it's tough. I mean, could a team in the West beat them? Absolutely. Think the Nuggets can make a shot for it? We know the Rockets can compete with them. But a team that no one really talks about, OKC. OKC can probably compete with them. OKC is sneaky good. I mean, when you got a guy like Westbrook and a guy like Paul George on the same team, it can get scary. Saturday will be intriguing at the least. That's when the playoffs start, for anyone that doesn't know. I like a couple matchups. I'm going to kind of rate the first-round playoff matchups. Now, I've been wrong before, and I'll be wrong again sometime. But I think I might have a pretty good handle on what's going to happen in this first round of the playoffs. And that being said, we'll go ahead and we'll talk about every series and what I think is going to happen and what type of competitive level it shall be. Since we'll start on the left side, that's the West. Okay? Start left, move right. The West side. You always start with the 1-8 matchup. That's not how I'm going to do it. How we're going to start here is what I think, which game, or series, I should say, I think is essentially a bye for the team. Generally, that's the 1-8 matchup. It's not in this case. There is only one series I think is essentially a bye in this bracket. And you almost never say this. I think the 2-7 matchup, the Nuggets-Spurs matchup, is a first-round bye for the Nuggets. They're going to coast. I think that they either sweep or win 4-1. It's going to be something along those lines. And then, the next close to that, it could be a sweep or it could be competitive series, is going to be Golden State Clippers. The Clippers have the size to beat Golden State. They have the athleticism to beat Golden State. The problem is doing that for 7 straight games. And that's where I don't see they can do that, and I don't know if anyone can against Golden State. So I think Golden State takes that series 4-1, 4-2. A couple of games are interesting, compelling. But would I be 100% shocked if the Clippers upset Golden State in the first round? No, I would not. The next matchup for, like, difficulty level, it was tough. You know, it was pretty tough to me. But as I thought about it, I said, you know what? It's not really tough. Well, it shouldn't be. I think the 6-3 matchup. And everyone's like, okay, 6-3 matchup. Yeah, you got the third seed kind of, you know, just kind of, you know, grinding its way through the sixth. No. I got the sixth seed handle the three seed. Dame, McCollum, those guys haven't showed that they can win in the postseason. Russell Westbrook, Paul George, those guys have won the postseason. He drew a championship. Paul George hasn't even got to the conference finals. But together, they're a hell of a duo. They got some grit and grind in the middle with Steven Adams. OKC pulls that one out. There could be a couple good shooting nights from the backcourt in Portland, so I'm going to say 4-2 there. Now, the most compelling matchup, and this is usually the case, is the 4-5 matchup. Houston and Utah. Man, what a bad matchup for each of them. Really sucks that they had to play each other. You know, I'd have much rather seen Utah got matched up with, like, Portland. You know? And then watch OKC Houston first round and let those guys duel it out. So I think these two teams are two teams that can really, really Houston and Utah. I think that they could really make a run. Oh, man. I'm going to get some flack from this from my buddy Drew, but I'm going to go in a 4-3 series with Utah. I'm going to go Utah to beat Houston in a 4-3 series. So, that being said, we have the 1 seed advancing, the 5 seed advancing, so a 1-5 matchup, and a 2-6 matchup. Now, I'm not sure how they restructured the playoffs, but it should be 1-6-2-5, but hey, you know, I'm not 100% on how they restructured it. The playoff map I'm looking like, it looks like it's pretty set in stone who goes where after the win, but back in the day, the old way, you know, low seed versus high seed, you know, you'd be having a really intriguing matchup there in the second round with Golden State and OKC. And then another intriguing matchup with Denver and Utah. Gosh, that would be exciting. Real deal exciting. So now, let's talk the East. Coming in with the number 1 seed. Remember going to a game last year, they gave me a t-shirt, I still own it. Fear the Deer. I knew that team was going to get good. I knew so much, they built them a stadium. So here, what is the easiest matchup? What is the rollover matchup? There's two in the East. Two matchups in the East that are two series that are 4-0, 4-1 series. The other team does not win two games, either series. We got the number one eight, the Bucks playing the Pistons, especially with Blake Griffin possibly not being able to go for that first game. Bucks roll that series 4-0, 4-1. It's either a sweep, maybe one game for the Pistons. They get fired up at home. They could pull one out. No more than one win. The second matchup is the Orlando Magic and the Toronto Raptors. Now, Orlando's a solid team, but Toronto is dominating since acquiring Gasol. And I think they're going to honestly keep dominating. So, I think I like them 4-0. I don't see the Magic winning a game. Now, the next series we'll talk about, which we go, you know, in difficulty level, is what we think, you know, and usually the 4-5 matchup is, you know, the most difficult, but I don't think it is here. I think the Celtics win 4-2. I think that without Oladipo, you know, Indianapolis just isn't what, you know, Indy just isn't what they could be. They are a grind, you know, just a, man, they're a tough team, you know, they're a tough team. It sucks that Oladipo went down because I think they could really have worked their way to like a 3 seed. You know, and as a three seed, they could have, I don't know. And I think with Oladipo, they're good enough to beat anyone, you know. So a little undersized, but they could do it. But I got, well, I got Boston kind of working out the kinks, you know, possibly setting up a rematch in the second round with the Bucks, rematch from last year. Roles reversed this time with the playoff seedings, you know, them not being the favorite, the home team. But, you know, it's Boston's got a lot of health issues too. Marcus Smart, he's their most, you know, grinds. You know, he's tenacious. He is the player they rely on when they need a hard foul, a defensive stop, when they need to go and put some ugly D on somebody. He's not going to be available for at least the first two rounds of the playoffs if they make it that far. So it's going to be a little bit of an adjustment, but this might give a chance to see Scary Terry and Kyrie on the floor at the same time, which could prove to be something vicious, something dangerous. So we'll see. The most intriguing matchup to me is the 3-6 matchup. The Philadelphia 76ers and the Brooklyn Nets. Brooklyn is exciting. I mean, they are streaky. They are hot and cold. But sometimes, as the Mavericks showed us in 2011, it takes nothing more than a hot streak to march your way through the playoffs. Nothing more than a few guys that believe in themselves, a locker room that's pumped up. They got nothing to lose. That being said, I think they do get beat 4-2 in the first round. But I think those games are tight. Be a game or two where Joel Embiid just goes nuts. That's going to be the difference. Ben Simmons doesn't knock down some shots, those guys could be in a tad bit of trouble. So just kind of reiterate, we got Milwaukee, Boston, Philadelphia, Toronto in the second round. It's going to be a fun year in the playoffs. Another thing I want to talk about, the draft right around the corner. Big shakeup draft news yesterday. Possible big shakeup. New England acquires Austin Seferian Jenkins. Why is that big? Well, New England was most likely going to draft tight end in the first round of the draft. That could have very well changed. That means they could be targeting wide receiver, which could change the draft for the likes of lots of teams. So you just never know what's going to happen now. New England does have a blocking tight end. They do have a receiving tight end now on their roster. So is that enough to not draft a tight end in the first round? To maybe slip down, grab the kid from San Jose State, maybe the second or third round, probably the third round. New England does have 5 picks between the second and third rounds. 12 overall. The Patriots are going to make a shake in the draft. Believe that. Another team going to make a shake in the draft? Going to be Oakland. Oakland, Green Bay, New England, my three teams, they're going to mix it up the most in the draft. Arizona's in there just because they're either going to trade away Josh Rosen or they're going to draft a second quarterback in the first round of the draft in back-to-back years in the top 10. And that's just different. But it'll be compelling, be exciting. Saturday, we have a slate of playoff action. We will have some more pre-draft analyst mock draft coming up here in a few days. We'll talk to you later. McMurrin in the morning is out.